Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives. Positive Perspectives is no ordinary psychic talk show. Positive Perspectives is no ordinary psychic talk show because Melinda Carver is no ordinary psychic medium. You are listening to Melinda Carver, internationally known psychic and sought-after guest by radio personalities and international conference coordinators around the world. And this means listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives will give the charge of positive energy you need today. Do you need some new uncomplicated tools and easy-to-understand strategies to live a more positive life? Tonight is your night. Welcome to Positive Perspectives. Melinda Carver, extraordinarily gifted psychic medium, respected universal light minister, effective and powerful international presenter and workshop speaker, will provide you a personal positive charge no matter how negative your circumstances may be. Do you want to get positive? Live positive? Well, listen now live to psychic medium Melinda Carver. She strives to bring you, her listening audience, the best guests at the best time for you. You are listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives, and now live in studio, psychic medium Melinda Carver.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Positive Perspectives. I'm Melinda Carver. Tonight's guest is author, tarot teacher, and priestess Catherine Ravenwood. She's returning to the show. We're going to talk about how tarot can transform your life. Yes, tarot can transform. So if you want to have a mini reading with Catherine, get in the phones now at 646-915-8066. And for everybody just joining us, here are your positive shout-outs to get that burst of positive energy in and around you today. Our first positive shout-out goes to all the teachers worldwide who continue to work tirelessly to educate your children and your teenagers and your young adults in college. It's almost over. That school year is almost over. Some of the colleges are already done. So give a positive shout-out to all the hardworking teachers. And our next positive shout-out goes to all the doctors, nurses, and staff that work at free clinics across the United States and worldwide to help those that have to choose between purchasing food for their family or medical care. So these doctors, nurses, and staff volunteer their time at these free clinics in low-income areas to help those that need it the most. Those are your positive shout-outs tonight. And if you missed an episode, you missed a lot, check out all the great on-demand episodes for you free here on Positive Perspectives. I've interviewed many, many tarot authors and tarot deck creators. You can check those out on the on-demand page here on Positive Perspectives, such as Lisa Hunt, James Wanless, Bonnie Chavez, Paulina Cassidy, and much, much more. So if you're into tarot, check those old episodes out. They're free for you to download through Pog Talk Radio or iTunes. Just look for Psychic Melinda on iTunes. So tonight's guest is Catherine Ravenwood. She is the author of How to Create Sacred Water, A Guide to Rituals and Practices. She also is a tarot teacher and tarot reader, a priestess, and a shamanic practitioner. Catherine has appeared all over on radio. Her articles have been published in magazines. She's appeared at conferences and stores, and she's offering a brand new tarot webinar for those of you that are interested in learning tarot today. You don't want to miss it. So please welcome to the show, Catherine Ravenwood. Hello, Catherine.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Hi. Oh, I'm so
How
happy
are you?
To be here.
Good. I'm glad to have you come back. This is so fun to have you back on air today.
It is fun. Thank you for having me.
So Ms. Gatherin, last time we had you on was for your book, How to Create Sacred Water. And today, you're instead of teaching us about how water can transform and heal us, we're talking about tarot. When did you fall in love with your very first tarot deck, Gatherin?
Oh, when I was engaged to my first husband. Long,
and how
long
did you
ago.
Stumble upon them?
Well, he had the cards and he had a crystal ball, and we went out and he got them out and he said, "Ooh, you're really good at this." And I said, "Oh, I'm sure that's the pickup line you give to all the girls." Well, we ended up getting married. Unfortunately, we didn't stay married, but that is when I learned. Yeah, that's what I learned. So I lost the husband and gained the tarot out of the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
And that was 1975.
So in 1975, what was the deck that you used? Because in 1975, there were only a handful of decks, plus some of the cultural decks that you could find through Europe. So what was the one that you fell in love with first?
The one that he had, and I don't remember the name of it, but it was the one where you colored in your own cards. And that was
one
I learned on. That was the Boda deck. That's what it was.
The Boda deck.
And yeah, that's the, what does all that stand for? BOTA. Huh. I've drawn a blank on that. Anyway, that's what I learned on, but my own very first deck of my very own was Morgan Greer.
The Morgan Greer. That was my very first deck, too. I liked it so much better than the boring Rider-Waite deck with the little pictures. It was more vibrant and there was no edge line.
We are soul sisters.
I loved the Morgan deck.
Yeah, I still use it. It's a great deck.
I do, too. I have like 100 decks, but I still go to the Morgan Greer. That very first deck when I was 16, which was just 2 years ago.
Yeah, yesterday. I know. Yeah, you know, I have about 100, 125 decks, something like that. And when I read, I usually have between 15 and 20 decks on my table because I never know which deck I'm going to want to read from. And
yeah,
that's part of the way I love to read is I love to call in the guides. And then the people ask me their question, and then I go, okay, which deck wants to talk to you? And I listen. Now, I have a few that are real go-to, like Chris Walder's The Lover's Path is very good for love questions. I actually love The Housewife's Tarot for real estate, believe it or not.
They have The Housewives have a tarot deck?
Yes, and it's all designed like 1950 Housewives. It is beautiful. I bought it because I just thought it was silly and I would have a fun little deck, and it reads really well. And my clients love it. And it comes, instead of a tarot box, it comes in a recipe box.
Oh, that's so cute.
And it's great. Card is a picture of mayonnaise that's been left outside in the sun. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's good. And the Queen of Swords is out with her pruning shears, pruning the dead heads off her roses, and she cut the head off her husband.
I know there's probably some wives out there listening going, yes, I wish I could do that. I visualize that sometimes. So.
Yeah. So, you know, I have a few go-to, and if somebody really has a deep personal transitional spiritual program or question, then I usually go to the Tarot of Transformation. But I'm like you. I've got so many decks, and I never know which one is going to be best. So I have a lot handy to read with. Like tonight, I think I have like 17 or 18 sitting out here on my table.
So you're ready.
I'm ready. I'm cranked up.
Yes. So when you had your first deck that you received first was the Morgan Greer. When you purchased your second deck, did you feel like you were cheating a little bit on the Morgan Greer or feel that you maybe weren't able to read that deck at the beginning? How did your second deck go, Gatherin, when you grabbed that
one? I don't remember what my second deck was, but But what I remember about purchasing more decks was it was like, oh, my gosh, there is so much information that is available through how these cards are drawn. And I had seen other decks, and I noticed that different cards, you know, the Six of Cups is the Six of Cups, but it's drawn differently. And there'll be just a little bit different take on it. And I found that it was such a fine-tuning of the intuition, and that what works, maybe the presentation of one card doesn't get to someone's subconscious the way the same card in another deck does. And so I quickly became addicted. So I just
yes.
started getting them when I could. And back in those days, I kind of took a hold on them for a while. I had a little child, and I really wasn't doing it as much. But when I got back into it, I started just voraciously buying all the ones I get my hands on. And by then, there were a lot more available. And I would go into a store, and I would hear them calling me, Raven, Raven, over here. And I'd
no, don't miss
them,
me.
No,
don't
not,
miss me.
I am not spending $30 on another deck of cards. Oh, do you take Visa?
No,
so I love them all, and I don't regret buying any of them. I don't read with all of them. Some of them I've gotten home, and it's like, yeah, well, I don't really like that deck after all. And some
yeah.
I kind of rediscover later, and some I read with for a long time, and then they kind of rest for a while, and then I go back to them. But I've got a pretty standard pile that usually comes out.
Now, for some people out there, before we get to the transformational aspects, what are your recommendations for someone to choose their first tarot deck if they're listening, or maybe they were given a deck and they're ready to pick one out all by themselves for their second deck? What is your advice on choosing a new tarot deck, Catherine?
My advice is to go and look at as many as you can. Now, before the internet, you had to find a store and you had to actually look at them, look at their samples. And that is still a really good way to do it. If you go to a New Age store, they often have a good variety and they'll have a demo deck open. And just look through them. I think you can look at 3 or 4 cards in a deck and know if you like that deck. It either speaks to you or it doesn't. You can always go online and shop online. Eclectic Tarot has hundreds of decks you can look at. There are all kinds of sites where you can just go and they'll show you 5 or 6 cards from the deck. And I think this is a really good way, is just look at them, see if they appeal to you. Now, if you're looking for a particular themed deck, like maybe you want a witch deck or a Celtic deck, or, you know, the Templars deck, or Zen, you can choose those now online. It's so easy to look at them. And this is what I do. I look at them, or I go on Google Images before I write. I look for a card. It's like, I think I want to write on whatever, the moon, this month. And I start looking at all the moon cards on Google Images. And one of them will just pop out and grab me. And then if you view the image, it will almost always tell you what deck it's from. And so, oh, there you have a brand new deck you're going to love. And but I
That's
think,
wonderful idea.
And don't ever buy a deck just because someone says, oh, you should have this. Or, oh, that deck isn't for you. I was shopping
yeah.
one time. I was reading at an expo, and I took a break and went over to look at the table where this guy had a whole bunch of cards. And I wanted a deck on cats. Because I wanted cats. I didn't have a cat deck. And he tried to talk me out of it. And he said, oh, those cards aren't for you. You're a serious reader. You need these. And he showed me this dreary, dismal deck. And I'm like, I don't like those cards. I want this. If you don't want to sell me these cat cards, that's fine. I'll go buy them some other time, you know. And he finally, begrudgingly, let me buy these cat cards. And he kept saying, these aren't for you. And I love my cat cards. I have like 4 different decks of cat cards.
And that's
so
great advice,
do
though.
Do what you want. Yeah. Do what you
don't
want.
Don't listen to other people. Or don't buy a deck just because someone else you know has that deck. If you can't read the pictures or it doesn't speak to you. That happens a lot. One of those decks is the Osha Zen deck. I know that that was popular a few years ago, and everybody and their mother wanted to buy this deck. And they weren't looking at how abstract the paintings were in the deck and how hard it would be to read it if you did not have strong intuition skills. So there were a lot of students that were unhappy that purchased that deck because that was the in deck. I remember that.
And I have that deck, and I really like it, but I don't use it as a primary. If I'm reading it and I'm finding that we're getting into areas with particular people, and I'll say, you know, I think we should look at this from a Zen point of view. And they like that. And then I pull the deck out and they're like, oh, yeah, then they get it. But not everybody gets that deck. And so that's a very good example of that. Years and years ago, I had a young woman friend. She was like my cosmic daughter, and she wanted a deck of cards. And we were in Seattle, and we went to East West Bookstore. And this was before the internet was really very much at all. And I sat her down on the floor with a pendulum. And I said, just start looking at the decks, vibe them out. We've got all day. Use your pendulum if you need help. And she ended up buying Tarot of a Moon Garden, which she loved. And it was perfect for her.
And that's just going to look at the stores and seeing what's available. And if you don't have a New Age store... You know, do what Catherine suggests. Look at the deck pictures on Eclectic Tarot with reviews, photos, and more, or Google Images. Everybody, you're listening to Catherine Ravenwood is my guest this evening. She is the author of How to Create Sacred Water, available on Amazon, and you can learn more about Catherine at her website, Catherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, Raven, R-A-V-E-N, Wood, .com. Catherine, so when we had the discussion here on how to choose a deck, what is one of the cards that you need to love in a deck before you purchase it? For me, it's always the Priestess card. If I do not like the
card,
I will not buy the deck.
That's pretty much the same for me. Also the Moon card. Those are pretty tells for me. But I agree, the High Priestess is a real... If I don't like the High Priestess, I'm not going to like the deck. Now, I do have a deck that I bought in spite of not liking the High Priestess card, and it took me a long time to make up my mind to buy it. And it's a very esoteric deck. It's the Mary L. deck, which is a beautiful, beautiful deck. And it's not one I get out for everybody. It took me a long time to decide to buy that deck because I don't like the High Priestess card in that deck. But there's so much else that I do like. But that's a big one. So the Priestess and the Moon are biggies for me.
So on that vein, how can you transform your life with a tarot card such as the High Priestess? How do you make those changes in your life with the High Priestess card? We'll start with her because that's our favorite card for both of us.
Start with one of the hardest ones in the deck. The High Priestess is veiled, which means her wisdom is for those who look and seek deeply. Now, she's the second card, well, the Fool and then the Magician and then the High Priestess. So she's card number two, but she's actually the third card in the Major Arcana, which means as we start on the Fool journey in our life, which we are all on, we all experience every card, every one of those 78 cards, we all experience one way or the other, not in a linear way, but we are always experiencing their lessons at various times. The High Priestess is a big one because she sits there and with a veil or an indication that there's a secret. She holds the secret words, the Torah or some other image of secret words. She sits between the two pillars, the white and the dark, which is very, very indicative of the Kabbalah tree of life. So she sits between the duality. And in sitting in that place of duality, she's neutral. And that teaches us that wisdom is neutral. You cannot achieve wisdom if you're darting back and forth between the dualities of your life. You have to step back. You have to be quiet. You have to wait. You have to be in that place of almost suspension and allow the hidden wisdom to come to you. Now, it's my experience that when the High Priestess taps you on the shoulder, she means business. So if she shows up in your reading and she's talking to you, she's bringing you information that is coming from possibly a hidden place within you that you are now realizing, which she always brings transformational energy and wisdom.
Now, for people out there that are saying, oh, this is so silly, Catherine, this is just a tarot deck. It's just a deck of pictures, and it tells you your fortunes, and that's it. What do you say to them about your daily use of the tarot in transformational activities?
Well, first of all, I don't read fortunes. So I never look at the tarot deck as fortune telling. I don't know how to tell people's fortunes. So if that's what they want and they're in the queue, they might as well hang up because I don't read fortunes. However, to me, the tarot cards are a collection of very ancient wisdom that in the old days was saved, and in the old, old times, the kind of esoteric wisdom that spiritual seekers went after was available only to initiates, like temple initiates, or those who were being taught by great masters. It was really not available for the masters, for the majority of people. It was saved for those people who were initiatory and studying hard. And so the information was hidden in these pictures and in these cards. And through the years, it has become very available to us, thank the goddess. But the pictures and the basic meanings of the cards hold extremely deep esoteric wisdom in them. And they trigger subconscious memories, feelings within us. I like to think of them as doorways. So you can look at a tarot card and it like opens the door into your intuition and you start perceiving things you need to know. When you have a reading, whether it's from me or Melinda or whoever you get a reading from, or if you're looking at the cards yourself, the cards you draw, if you do this with intention, they're not just the cards that show up. They're the energy that is around you, enabling you to call on the wisdom of those cards to understand where you are, how your problems can be better solved by calling on these wisdom that is being offered to you. And it gives you a heads up about what you need to look out for. It's like, you know, this is happening right now, and down the road, if you don't really pay attention, then something else may happen. But we always have free will. This is why I don't like to tell people fortune, because everyone has free will to do as they choose.
And this information that the tarot cards provide you in that session help you to change your life or change that problem if you dare. Is that correct? If they decide that, yes, I'm going to change this pattern or change my actions to make this transformation help. It's a two-step process, correct, Catherine?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that they show us what we have a question, you know. We ask this question, and the cards say, okay, this is what you ask. This is what we're showing you about what you ask. And so you go, sometimes it can be bleak. You go, wow, that looks really scary. Well, okay, it could be intense. It could be scary because sometimes change is scary. But look, this is what it's telling you is going on. And this is what's showing you. They're like tools. If you go through these doorways with these tools of these cards, this is a new pathway you can explore. And the wisdom that that card represents is there waiting for you to help you. You know, the universe wants us to succeed. The universe never wants us to fail. The universe doesn't want to set us up to say, see, I told you so. The universe is sending out loving, transforming energy at all times so that we say help and the universe says, right here, let me show you what I think would help you today. So
So when someone hears that message and accepts that message willingly and takes that action, is that when they have that transformation to be completed all around them? That alchemy changes in their life?
Yes, and it may not change everything all at once, but it will definitely transform the situation. Now, I have clients that I've worked with for a long time. some of them come in month after month, year after year, same old, same old. And I say, this is the same question you asked me last year. Have you done anything about it? Has anything changed? Well, no. You know, the card suggested this and this. Did you try any of that? Well, no. Okay, well, let's look at it again. Or another woman, this one example, she started coming to me about a year ago, and she was very concerned about her life, and she paid really big attention. And she did what the cards told her to do, or suggested she do. It's always free will. She followed the card's advice, not my advice, the card's advice, the guides. And she made her life transformed unbelievably. I'm like, you know, girlfriend, I wish everybody would pay attention the way you do, because this is the way it's supposed to work. You are an alchemical, brilliant product. And she's so happy because all the crap in her life got turned into gold. Now, did the problems actually all go away? Some of them did, but what happened was she changed how she held on to the problems. She was able to release them. She was able to, even more importantly, make changes in herself to allow herself to grow through what her problems were. And, you know, I said, you're doing a great job. She said, I'm just doing what these cards are showing me to do. Now, that's an amazing responsibility as a reader, but it's what we love, because here's someone whose life is now significantly happier because they listen to our beautiful guides.
Well, let's look at another card that's popular, especially since the number one question that, Catherine, you and I are always asked in a reading, and I know we have a bunch of people tonight waiting to ask this question, love. So when you see the lovers, when the lovers come up in a spread, how can you use that energy of the lovers to transform your life?
Oh, boy. You know, that's really one of the hardest questions there is. I don't know how you feel about it, but I think love questions are challenging because usually the other person isn't in the room, and it's one person's opinion, and there's two people in that lover's card. So the lover's card is very important because as you look, first of all, just a little quick background, it's the first of the major arcana cards with two people on it. Up until then, there's only one person on each card. Now we have the lovers. We have a male and a female. We have this relationship. We have the opposite. We have this duality living within two human beings. And they've attracted each other. They've shown up. And what are they learning from each other? So a lot of it depends on other cards that are around in throw and in the question. But the lovers by themselves teaches us that we are looking at someone else and they are mirroring back to us. They teach us that we have now got to look at our choices. We have to make a choice. They are telling us that time for us to learn our lessons through relationship. And that means it's not all about us anymore. We have someone else's opinion, desires, needs, as well as our own. And can we work those out? Can we become relationship, or are we just going to stay lovers? There's a difference. And so I think
there is a big difference.
I mean, and sometimes the lover's card shows up and people are just having some really kind of hot, juicy affair, and God bless you. And other times it's because they're going, well, I'm really trying to work out this relationship with my partner. We've been together for X long and things aren't going well. And what do I need to know? And that's when other cards in the throw help you to discern that. But when the lovers come up, it's not just about you anymore. And you can bet it's going to be asking you to make some choices.
And that's pretty strong.
What do you think about it?
I love the lovers card because for me it means, when I teach this in an Empowering Women tarot class, the lover's card to me means unleashing your feminine or masculine kundalini that sits at the base of your spine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for the sexual desires of a relationship, which so many people, you look at the Empress as more motherly in creation, and the Emperor is more fatherly, but the Lovers is just about the pure bliss of being together in some type of loving sexual relationship, which can really bring transformation because, you know, they say two become one in the little death of the orgasm, and it just helps you transform your energy. So looking at all types of relationships, not just the love relationship, but how do you bring your sexuality to the forefront? It always reminds me of the young lady with the seven veils, and I'm having a blank tonight. And she dances in front of King Herod, and she says she wants John the Baptist's head. What is her name?
Oh,
I'm having a memory freeze here. And, you know, using your sexuality sometimes to get ahead. Salome, thank you. Thank you, Corinne,
yes,
in the chat room. Salome. So Salome dances the seven veils. The dance of the seven veils is very seductive and inspiring. And she gets what she wants using her sexuality. So sometimes you have to, if you're all frumpy, you need to maybe ramp up your sexuality or showcase your attractive qualities, especially if you're sitting there going, where is my man or where is my woman? You know, make yourself attractive to the sex of the person that you want. Whether you want a man or a woman, you need to be sexually attractive to them. That's sometimes how I see that lover's card.
Well, see, you're a lot juicier than I am.
Catherine.
I think that the lover's card just puts everything back in your face. Everything you think you know about yourself, your lover is going to make you see it. It's a mirror. And there's no learning about life comes in many ways. Our families, our friends, our teachers, our books, our experiences, but there is no lesson like you get from your lover and your partners. Those are the really big ones. And they can be fabulous and they can be really rock bottom. But if we can face our lovers and be authentic, then we have the chance to really, really learn from each other. And such a juicy way to do it, through having a beautiful sexual relationship, too.
Thank you, Catherine. Catherine, we are going to take a short pause here. We'll be back, everyone, after these messages.
Melinda receives many emails from listeners, like this one from Heather. This is why I love Melinda's show. The variety of guests and topics and conversations and information. All the hard work that's obvious that Melinda puts into every single show. The spiritual and education and growth that I've received. What a blessing, says Heather. And she adds, thank you, thank you, thank you. Melinda Carver, psychic medium Melinda Carver on Positive Perspectives, Blog Talk Radio, and around the world. And now, Melinda is doing DVDs with Holistic Highway to Wisdom. Thanks for your emails. On behalf of Melinda Carver, thank you.
Welcome back, everybody. We are celebrating this month our fifth anniversary here on Positive Perspectives. Yes, this is our fifth anniversary. Celebration of our fifth year here on air. I've brought you so many wonderful guests, international best-selling award-winning authors, TV stars, radio show hosts, all across a broad spectrum of the metaphysical and paranormal world. Check out all those free on-demand episodes for you here on Positive Perspectives. Next Tuesday, May 23rd, will be our anniversary celebration episode. I will be hosting that. I will be giving you free mini readings all show long. There will be chat room contests so you can win products from me, my fairy dust, cosmic dust, maybe a fairy wish kit and more. Who knows? It's a celebration next Tuesday. Don't miss it. And then the following Tuesday, May 30th, we have LaVance Figaro and Van Doren, the psychic sisters from California, will be joining us. Here you know them from their Two Perceptions show on Blog Talk. We'll be having them bring it on live. If you want to see me live in person this weekend, I will be at the St. Joseph's Hospital Paranormal and Psychic Fair in Lorain, Ohio, May 20th and 21st. Mark your calendars. I will be in Denver, Colorado, Friday, June 9th at For Heaven's Sake Metaphysical Books at Denver, Colorado. At 3 to 5, I'm doing a book signing of my new book, Get Positive, Live Positive. I will also be reading that night in their psychic fair. I will be presenting at the International New Age Trade Show on Saturday to store owners across the world how to attract celebrities and popular readers to your store. And then my book launch, I will be one of three authors at the prestigious INATS Authors Breakfast June 11th, 8 a.m. in Denver, Colorado. You can go to inats.com for more information. And don't miss my Cleveland book launch for Get Positive, Live Positive. And you can join me here in Cleveland, Ohio at the Theosophical Society of Cleveland, June 23rd, Friday, from 7 to 9. If you've already bought your copy, bring it with you to have it signed by yours truly. So if you missed an episode, you missed a lot, check out Positive Perspectives and go to psychicmelinda.webs.com for all the information on my upcoming events. My guest this evening is Catherine Ravenwood, the author of How to Create Sacred Water. You can learn more about her at Catherine Ravenwood. That link is in the chat room and on the episode guide. Welcome back, Catherine.
Well, thank you. And aren't you a busy girl?
I try.
You've got a whole bunch of stuff going on. That's awesome. And congratulations on 5 years.
Thank you. Yeah, there's a lot of work that goes on to putting on a radio show sometimes.
Yeah.
People don't always understand, but I love it. So I love my listeners.
Well,
I have great listeners like Freckles and Jay and Corinne and Wolfie and Wildflower and some of the guests that are in the chat room and all the callers that call in regularly and send me beautiful emails. So thank you, everyone. And thank you, Catherine, for being here on my 5th anniversary celebration month. Woohoo.
Well, this is very fun.
Well, we have some anxious ladies who want to talk to you about love tonight, Catherine.
Woohoo. All right.
Are you ready to do a handful of mini readings for everybody today?
I am.
All right.
And before we take the first caller, let me just tell you that when I read, I always read with the help of a guide. This isn't about me telling you what to do. This is the help of a guide. So to save time, I want to just invoke my guides, the great Council of Tarot, my teacher Thoth, and I want to invoke the guides of everyone who I'll be speaking with so that we can discern the best and most joyful and clear information for you in the short time we have. And we thank all of our guides for your presence and your help in our lives.
Wonderful.
Okay.
That was wonderful. I'm going to just tell everybody it is one question per person. These are mini readings that Catherine is graciously providing. If you want your own private session with Catherine, go to Catherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, Ravenwood.com. And she also has an upcoming tarot class we're going to talk about in a little bit, too. Call in 646-915-8066.
Don't miss your chance to speak with psychic medium Melinda Carter.
All right, Catherine, our first caller is Fernanda from New York. Fernanda, welcome to the show. You're live on air with Catherine Ravenwood.
Hello,
thank
Fernanda.
You. Hi, thank you both for taking my call.
Yes, it's our pleasure. So what would you, we're just doing little mini readings. What's your question tonight, dear?
I'm currently separated, going through a divorce that actually I filed for, but it's not something that I really wanted. So I just wanted to see if you think there's any reconciliation in the future.
If there's what in the future, I'm sorry?
Reconciliation.
Oh, reconciliation. All right. Well, that's a very good question. So take a look and see. Now, for you, the vibe I got was the Llewellyn Tarot. I just go with what I get. You are the Queen of Pentacles. You are working hard. You are the one who has manifested really the success of your life, and probably you are the manifester in your relationship as well. You have a lot of goals, and it's very important for you that this relationship, if reconcilable, meet your goals. Now, your estranged spouse shows up as the upside-down Knight of Wands. He is unfocused. His ego is a little bit out of control. He's not sure where he's going. He's like jumping through the fire, and he doesn't quite make it through. He's being a little bit of a showboat, and he's not paying any bit of attention to anything that's logical or rational.
Yep.
It's all about him, right?
Yes.
And the Seven of Wands. So you are going to, this requires courage. This requires you to step up and face things that maybe it's time that you face that you haven't looked at before. Do you really want a reconciliation? Do you want to do the work that it takes? Or are you willing to look at the work that perhaps you've already done? The High Priestess shows up here. So the High Priestess says, you know what, girl? You need to take a little bit of time out. Stop, like we talked a little bit earlier, do not look at rushing back and forth between yes or no, will this work, will that not work. Take some time. Be quiet. Sit with yourself. This High Priestess sits in front of an ancient tree. The spider web has dropped its beautiful webs down over her head and around her shoulders. The spider is there giving her wisdom. She is deep in this forest looking at the reflection of the in the pool, seeing the moon reflected in the pool. This requires you to be quiet, to be still, and listen to the inner wisdom that is within you.
Okay.
And just one more. You have the Four of Pentacles, which is telling you, I don't see a reconciliation immediately here. What I see is it's after you take this time and really let the High Priestess speak to you, I think you're going to want to reorganize your life and decide what's important to you. I see you celebrating with your friends. I don't see your estranged partner right now coming around.
Okay. No, and you say not right now, but not even in the, like sometime in the future. Because right now he's in a really bad place, to be honest with you. He really is in a bad, bad place.
I can see that he's in a bad place. He's got a lot of really distressed cards around him. He has grief and guilt. He has mental stress. He's got emotional overwhelm. Is it his health or his money that he's lost track of?
Both.
Both.
He's gotten himself into a financial situation, and he has heart issues, and he stopped taking his medication. So both.
Yeah. And he's being a drama queen about it.
Even with another woman that brought him into the situation.
Fernanda, I'm sorry that these are mini readings, sweetheart. You keep adding additional questions.
Sorry.
So
okay.
Please don't take advantage of Catherine. You could go to CatherineRavenwood.com for your own private long session. I don't like the guests to be taken care of, being taken advantage of.
I don't see anything changing right now.
Great.
Okay.
Great. All right, we're going to go across the country now to Indiana. This is Nicole, who also has a love question. Hello, Nicole. Welcome to the show. You're live
Hi.
On Eric Catherine.
Hi,
Hello.
Nicole.
What's your
Hi,
question
yes.
tonight here?
Yes, it's kind of the same question like the last caller, but none of us has filed for divorce.
You have not filed for divorce?
None of us has filed, no.
Oh, neither of you will file. Okay.
No, neither of us has filed, but we're separated.
All right. So what is your question?
Reconciliation. Me and my husband are separated, and we live in two different states. And I'm still
okay.
reverse. Yeah, but none of us have filed.
Okay. So you're wondering if there's reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
I think you and your husband have a pretty good bond with each other as far as family, feeling like maybe you have a financial bond together. He's a pretty hard
mm-hmm.
worker, but there
mm-hmm.
is an enormous amount of opposition going on with you right now, a lot of strife. You're fighting, and there's a lot of inner strife. And right now, you're
mm-hmm.
not even very good friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, I don't see a reconciliation for you either, although I think that you're going to keep kind of juggling this and taking it a day at a time. I think
okay.
that it's the bond that you have is tempting enough to draw you back. But like the last person, it's very important for you to really go deep within you. You have the hermit here upside down. You're denying some kind of truth within you.
Uh-huh.
And it would be good for you to have some downtime and really honestly decide how you feel about this.
Okay.
But I think that you could do this indefinitely.
You think what? I'm sorry, say it again?
I think you could play this little waiting game and this juggling game indefinitely. So
okay.
you're going to have to decide if, you know, decide how much of a friend he is to you.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay? Is that helpful
uh-huh.
at all? Okay.
Yeah, all right.
I don't see any change with you immediately either.
Okay.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Well, good luck to you, Nicole. Thanks for
yeah,
calling in.
Yeah, good luck, Nicole.
All right, thank you. All right.
All right, and we'll go further across the country to New Mexico. This is Bianca. She has a question about making a move in her life. Welcome to the show, Bianca.
Hi,
Hello, Bianca.
Thank you for your time.
Yes. So your question is what?
I'm contemplating moving. Only because
okay.
I'm away from my family, and I just don't know. I have a history with myself of making rash decisions, just doing it, and then feeling like I shoot myself in the foot later on.
Okay.
So.
Oh yes, you have yourself backed up mentally up against the tree. It's like you've painted yourself into the corner. So the first thing that's going to have to be important is to stop running that kind of old story around in your head of how you make bad decisions and, you know, you sabotage yourself because you're setting
mm-hmm.
yourself up for it again right now. Just by that's your habit. Instead, you have the sun. So let's look at the sun card. This reminds you that life is full of blessings and every day is a new beginning. And what brings you joy? What would really bring you joy in this decision you're working on? There's a sense of nostalgia you have for your family, but I'm not sure
mm-hmm.
that is really, really what you really want. I think it's fine that you love your family and miss them, but
mm-hmm.
on the other hand, they contribute a lot to your, they're emotionally draining to you in some ways. And I
yeah.
think for you, it's this being able to feel free to go out on your own and pursue that feeling, what brings you life and what brings you joy. You have the Temperance card here, which is the card of alchemy. So you are at the place where you can actually make a huge transformation in yourself by not keeping yourself backed into these old thought patterns, by looking at the truth about your family, sure, we love our family. I'm not saying anything bad about them. But it's more of a sense of nostalgia, and you're just used to the drama that they present you. And there's so much conflict around them. I have a feeling that it's time for you to go forward on your own and allow the universe to bring you this beautiful transformation that is right at your doorstep. And it's the heat and the passion and the love of your own life that will help you make a better decision. And to celebrate, start celebrating what you really love in your life rather than entertain these old thought patterns that have got you, you know, backed into the corner. Because those old thought patterns are just going to lead you to the same old thing.
Right. Wow. Thank you.
I don't think, and you have the moon card, last card, the moon. It's not quite time for you to decide anyway. So you have to go through a cycle. The universe will reveal to you. So use this time to observe and to go inward and to feel the cycles within you.
Okay. Beautiful. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And that was beautiful.
Good luck to you, dear. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bianca. Wow, these are some really deep, moving readings that you are providing to help people transform their life with the tarot cards. Now, before we get into the next...
I'm sorry that I have to make them short, but that's the way it is.
Yeah, we can't take advantage. Yeah. Before we take the next caller, Catherine, why don't you tell us a little bit about your new tarot webinar that people who may want to learn the tarot or try it out for themselves, or maybe they're playing with the tarot now and they aren't getting it. What can they get from your new tarot webinar that you have coming out before we take the next call?
Well, it's not a webinar. It is private tutoring mentoring. So what I'm offering is 3 hours of my time that you can take in 2 1.5-hour sessions or 1 3-hour session. And if we're on the phone, I'll Skype it and record it so you can have every scrap of that information to play back again. And this is a custom mentoring time with me to help with whatever place you are in the tarot, whether you're just starting, you don't know what the cards mean, whether you're hung up on certain cards, you want to know how to do throws, you don't know about reversals, you want to know how to trust your intuition, how to read better. Whatever it is, wherever you are on your tarot path, I'm offering my decades of tarot wisdom to you on a personal one-to-one basis for whatever agenda you want.
And how do they sign up for this personal instruction and mentoring, Catherine, with you?
They can contact me through my website. Right now I'm not able to offer any new people. I can't take on anybody new until the middle of June. But I will be available to take new people on, so people can contact me now. And actually, I'm going to be going into some spiritual retreat time. So about the middle of June is when I'll be really able to take on new people with that again. It's very powerful. And because I will Skype it and record it for you, whether you're sitting across the table from me or whether you're in, you know, Indiana, you'll have it there and you can refer to it as much as you need to. It's a very powerful tool.
And for that, you go to CatherineRavenwood.com for more information. And, Catherine, do you want to provide your email so they can email you if they're unable to get to the website?
Sure. My email is the letter K and then Ravenwood@yahoo.com.
KRavenwood@yahoo.com, everybody.
Yes, and you're more than welcome to email me.
Wonderful. And everybody, you know, I love Catherine. I met her through her first book when she came on, How to Create Sacred Water, A Guide to Rituals and Practices. She also sends a monthly newsletter about the tarot, too. In that newsletter, she talks about different tarot cards. So how can they sign up to receive your monthly newsletter about the tarot and your events and classes?
I think the best thing is to send me an email and ask to be put on the email list. I do it with Constant Contact, and I think that you have to ask to be put on the list. But I'm happy to put you on it. And then, of course, you can always unsubscribe later if you don't like it. And it's a free newsletter. And I send it out sometimes two or three times a month, and sometimes I don't get it out in that month at all. So you're certainly not going to have a lot of garbage from me, and I never, ever share your emails with anyone.
Beautiful. So CatherineRavenwood.com. Mm-hmm. That way you can sign up. And she's amazing. As you're hearing from the readings that she's providing, Sky Love in the chat room is saying she's loving these readings. And she really enjoyed the explanation of the cards earlier, too. So you're getting some compliments in the chat room from those out there. Okay, so we're going to take one more quick call. We have 5 minutes left of the show. So we're going to go down to New Orleans to Deborah. Deborah, welcome. She has a work question for you, Catherine.
All right, Deborah, what is it?
Hey.
What's your question here?
Very important. And I'm wondering if something else will come along pretty soon or a resolution of some sort. It's more than one person. It's just a lot of pressure.
You have a lot of pressure right now, and it's multiple things, and it's some kind of resolution coming.
Okay.
And for you, I'm drawn to the Thelema deck.
Okay.
Well, one of them hopped right out. When they hop out, I have to look at them. So the Empress jumped out. So
which one?
The Empress. The Empress. Oh my goodness, this is a big one. You have the Empress, Temperance, and the Emperor. So this is an interesting thing. Part of this, we can look at this a couple ways. If we look at it about you, and the questions are usually always about you, you have the Empress and the Emperor trying to come into balance with each other. And in the middle of them is Temperance, which is an alchemy card. It is the card of art. It is the card of transforming. This is like when you put eggs and flour and sugar and stir it all up. It's cake batter, but it's not till you put it in the oven that it becomes cake. It's that heat of that alchemical pressure. So first of all, I would say that there is a call for you to be looking at where your imbalance is between your masculine and your feminine energy. Both are asking to be looked at. So
okay.
I think that if there's a lot of conflict around with other people, it's coming from people trying to sap your power one way or the other. Some people are pulling on your power as the strong feminine of you. Some people are sapping your power by your great organization, by your great business skills. And this is about your personal power. You have the Eight of Wands. This could transform almost immediately.
Oh, wow. Great.
Yes. So Temperance, alchemy, this is about you. When you resolve yourself, the conflict will go away.
Well, I
and
know
probably,
I don't stand up, have my voice. I am a peacemaker to the point that I let people walk on me, but then they hang on me, like you said, too.
Yeah. If you will let yourself find this balance and get in tune with this, that divine feminine, the divine masculine part of you, because you are very creative, you are very empathic and empathetic, you're very motherly, and then there's this other part of you that is a hard-driving business kind of person. And if you will find your power and allow this alchemy, this blending to come together, then I think you're going to find, first of all, you're going to feel better. Your health is going to improve. Your business is going to improve. And you will find that you're back on track with your goals more than you even knew you could be. And this could happen in a blink of an eye.
Oh, that it is making my health suffer. I'm just drained all the time, really.
Yeah. Well, your health will improve. And you'll learn a lot. And then, my dear, you will have the wisdom, you have the hermit, then you can shine that light for yourself and for the few people that you want to allow to come into that place of your knowing and your wisdom. This is about you taking care of you. And it's not just about getting a little good night's sleep. This is about you coming into your power in a huge way.
And with that, Catherine, we are out of time. Thank you for that wonderful reading, and thank you for Deborah for calling in. Catherine, thank you for being my wonderful guest and sharing your love of tarot tonight with everybody.
Well, thank you. It went too fast.
I know. That's because we're having a good time together. Oh, so I thank you so much. I wish you much joy and happiness on your retreats and with your new tarot mentoring program, Catherine.
Thank you very much. It is my passion, and thank you for letting me share it with you and your listeners.
Thank you so much. Everybody, we will be back next Tuesday with our anniversary celebration, live psychic and medium readings, plus giveaways all show long. We'll see you later. Go to psychicmelinda.webs.com for more information. She told me-